This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Father's Day is coming up this weekend. It's really interesting. Since my dad died about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I guess. So Father's Day is one of those things that kind of eludes me now because, you know, obviously I'm thinking about it and it doesn't completely elude me, but there's nobody to shop for, you know, and there's no phone call to make. I call my brothers on Father's Day and wish them a happy Father's Day. As they legitimately point out, I'm not their child. They're not my father. But, so if you want to call, we actually didn't have anything up about Father's Day. I have to tell you my Father's Day stories about being on the air. You know, I've been on the air for a very long time now. And through the years, we've had different sponsors that have promoted different giveaways. We've given away roses, and we've done, in the old days where long distance was an expensive thing to do, we gave away free phone calls to people if they had to write a poem, a limerick, or a song to sing to their mom for Mother's Day. And enormously, you know, powerful. We gave away free dinners and stuff like that. And we had people call, and a big deal. And so I think my first year in broadcasting, when I realized what a big deal Mother's Day was, and I look at the statistics, and I think Mother's Day is second only to Valentine's Day in terms of flowers sent, second only third, I guess, to Christmas and Valentine's Day in terms of cards, second only to, I think it's Valentine's Day for meals out. I mean, it's a huge holiday, huge commercial holiday. So, well, okay. We know that Father's Day isn't quite as big a deal, but, you know, let's do some of the same stuff for Father's Day. Nothing.
No love.
Well, it's just, and here's my kind of cynical take on it, and as you know, cynicism is not my strong suit, is that in a society where women are really not as valued as men, that one of the things we do, it sort of echoes my mother's comment, which is, if the only day you make a fuss about me is Mother's Day, what's the point? And to a certain extent, I think that is the issue about Mother's Day, is that it's really an unsung profession. It's not compensated. So one day a year we make a big deal. So to keep the natives quiet, that's my particular take on it. So, but I must say that Father's Day sort of eluded me a little bit this year. But there is also a very practical reason for it to elude me, is that it's not one of those. So if you want to call up and talk about your dad, you're certainly welcome to do it, 855-993-7569. And maybe something about, you know, the best advice your father ever gave you, or the thing that you wished your father had said, or something of that sort. And I know whenever I go to a movie and that's part of the plot, not only me, but everybody in the theater's got a little, you know, the humidity goes up by 1,000%. Everybody's got a little tear in their eye. Ernie, 855-993-7569. As I said, I also did an early morning interview today, and it was very germane to our program, in that they were saying, is the world as we know it coming to an end? That there's all this awful stuff going on, and you know, as a psychologist, how do you deal with it? And I said, well, interesting you should say that. You know, I really stay away from politics on my program, because a very wise program director a number of years ago said, look, if you talk politics and people agree with you, it's still not what they listen to you about. If they disagree with you, they're going to disregard everything you say, even if it's what you know, as opposed to politics, because they disagree with you. They'll figure, well, you're not their kind of people anymore. So don't do it. And to a very large extent, I think that was good advice. It's also something that interests me a lot less than you folks and what's going on with you. And, you know, I've voted since I've been old enough to vote, and I've worked on political campaigns, but that's different than, I think politics is, I am not an expert in politics, and I think that politics is a blood sport and very subjective. So I stick with what I know best, what I've been trained to do, what you guys counted me to do, which is to problem solve. But this week has been so fraught with so much sadness and heaviness, whether we're talking about the Stanford swimmer and the slap on the wrist and that whole fuss, and what that means about women and rape and violence. We had the Orlando massacre and what that says about our society and how people have responded to it. So it's been a tough week for me, and I know for everybody, for all of y'all, to the extent. So that's what the interview was about, is what does it feel like to be a psychologist dealing with the current issues, the political scene, the social scene, the issues about gun violence, about Orlando, I mean, everything. And so I said, well, my way of dealing with it is twofold. One is, I finally said to all of you who are listening yesterday, okay, I don't know about you, I need a break. So we did what movies you should remake or never remake. And that, and everybody channeled their ire into that for a while. And it, I think it made all of us feel at least that we had some control over our own destiny. And the second was the sense that I have, and I believe it very strongly, and I voiced it yesterday, is that there's always been a struggle for human beings in our own nature, let alone in society, between our higher self and our lower self. I mean, whether you're talking about yin yang, or you're talking about the fallen angels, or you're talking about Freudian id versus superego, no matter how you look at it, there has been that conflict that's been recognized by philosophers and psychologists and everybody else for as long as there's been human history, of the good and the bad, the dark and the light. But as the light, the metaphor I use is child development, because we talk a lot about the terrible twos, and the terrible twos is really the first acknowledgement that a child makes between self and other. And it's very upsetting to the kid. It's very upsetting to the parent, especially if you're unprepared for it. But then there's that kind of, as soon as they've gone through that, there's a period of consolidation and calm where everybody gets along. And then the fearsome fours come up. And then, you know, the about every 2 years. And I think human beings, to a very large extent, have sort of reflect that same kind of movement that we, I think we need challenges, that we need to grow, that we get bored, and so that we'll have periods of challenge which are not comfortable. They may be exciting, they may be fun, but they're not comfortable. And then we have some periods of consolidation where things are relatively calm. And then, given our nature, we go off and challenge ourselves, and hopefully in ways that are moving us forward as a species, as individuals, and whatever. But those periods of time of stress and challenge are not comfortable and not much fun. I also sort of reflect on the fact that right after September 11th, the station sent me to Bryant Park, which is it's where the library is. It's a large park. And we did an outdoor show. And one of my guests was Ed Koch, who was the then mayor. And I guess he wasn't the mayor then. He was mayor... Rudy Giuliani was mayor then, but he was kind of the elder statesman. And he said two things. He said, in a democracy, we get the leaders we deserve. And he said, and somehow the leaders rise to the challenge. And that was enormously reassuring. Also, I went and saw at the Hayden Planetarium, I think it was Harrison Ford who narrated it, for Science of Life in the Universe, and the idea being that statistically we can't be the only intelligent life in the universe. Just statistically, it's unlikely. So the idea being that we are challenged, and there is that both personal and societal tension between our best self and our worst self, but somehow that we do seem to move forward, and we get through the tough times, and we are strengthened by it. So at any rate, today we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Also, somehow seems vaguely appropriate that we've got Dave Maiello, who won a Drama Desk Award for the physics show, as our guest on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So stay tuned. We'll see if we can't make your life a little easier, a little better, a little simpler, a little clearer. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, it seems like a fitting end to kind of a difficult week. That what do you hear what today is in history? But it's National Eat Your Veggies Day, and we put up on Facebook, tell me your favorite and least favorite vegetable. It's National Flip-Flop Day. I got to tell you, I read a survey that talked about how many injuries there are from flip-flops, so I've started wearing flats, especially in the city, more than flip-flops. I mean, catching your toe on things, not to mention dirt.
Really?
Ugliest dog day. Oh, how wicked. I mean, but there are some dogs are so ugly that they're sort of adorable, let's face it, right?
Indeed.
All right, so on this day in history, this is something I was not aware of, and I lived in Boston. On this day in 1775, the colonists inflict heavy casualties on the British forces while losing the Battle of Bunker Hill. Did you realize we lost the Battle of Bunker Hill?
I did not. I thought...
Because the Bunker Hill Monument, yeah. Only we would make a monument to a loss.
I remember Schoolhouse Rock. That's actually, I do remember we lost that. That's the only reason why I remember is from Schoolhouse Rock.
All right. Well, we did lose the Battle of Bunker Hill. I was actually in Nova Scotia, and which I highly recommend as a great place to go for like a weekend because there's not a whole lot to do, but it's fun to hang out. But they have the old citadel at the top of the fort. And when they talk about the terrorists, guess who the terrorists are? That would be us. The British landed to put down the rebellion in the colonies against the terrorists. That would be us. Context matters, folks.
Indeed.
Our perspective. All right, in 1789, on this very day, the Third Estate declares itself the National Assembly. Allons en front de la patrie. So there's a lot of revolution going on at that time in history. And if you see Hamilton, even if you don't, the French we feel indebted to, if they hadn't helped us, we would not have won the War of Independence. So there we go. On this day in 1885, interestingly enough, the Statue of Liberty arrives in New York Harbor. And I can actually see it out my window. So the next time you go to the Statue of Liberty, make sure you wave, because that would be me waving back. On this day in 1898, the United States Navy Hospital Corps is established. On this day in 1944, Iceland declares independence from Denmark and becomes a republic. Have you ever been to Iceland?
I have not. I'd love to go, though.
It's very interesting. I've been there, I think, three times, mostly because when I was in, I guess, high school or college, flying Icelandic was the cheapest way to get to Europe, but everything stopped in Reykjavik. So it's incredibly clear air. They have ducks in the pond. I'm sure it's changed since then. My daughter actually went there with her boyfriend. And they've got glaciers and they've got volcanoes. Very interesting place. Looks like the surface of the moon.
Interesting.
In places, yeah.
Isn't it a misnomer or something like that?
Yes, on ice, yeah. It's also, I'm trying to remember the name of the effect where globes, where Iceland looks about the same size as Texas, and it's not. Because it's not called a parallax effect, but something like that. That maps make Iceland and Greenland look very big, and they're not. Trivia. I know.
Trivia.
In 1987, with the death of the last individual of the species, the dusky seaside sparrow becomes extinct. I read someplace, I think in the subway, that there have been something like 50,000 different species that have become extinct. That apparently coming and going is what species do. Hopefully human beings are not included in that. But that's also over a period of, what, billions of years or something.
Right.
So we probably have a while, hopefully, to go. If we're not so stupid that we just blow ourselves up. On this day in 1991, some good news, apartheid. The South African Parliament repeals the Population Registration Act, which required racial classification of all South Africans at birth. My story about the end of apartheid is I worked with a guy who was from South Africa, and he went to the UN to register to vote for Nelson Mandela. He was white. And he said that people in line were crying. And I've never forgotten that. You know, we take voting rights so much for granted in this country that something like, I think, only 40% of registered voters vote. It'll be interesting to see what happens in this election. Hopefully this will be a large turnout. In 1992, a joint understanding agreement on arms reduction is signed by George Bush and Boris Yeltsin. This would later be codified as START II. Speaking of blowing each other up, that in theory was a step forward, although, my goodness, it was, what, 24 years ago? But the arms race, presumably, we now worry about terrorists having nukes, not countries per se, unless you're worried about North Korea, Pakistan, oh well. In 1994, I told you it was an interesting day, following a televised low-speed highway chase, O.J. Simpson is arrested for the murders of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman. And as I've been telling you, the apparently the first episode of O.J. Made in America was on CBS, not ESPN. Although ESPN used to be ABC, so I'm not sure exactly why that happened. But check it out. It's an amazing. It's five parts that are each an hour and a half. As I said, the first and the last are the best ones. But I think it's not coincidental that it's being shown now this week. In a sad note, on this day in 2015, nine people are killed in a mass shooting in Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. So this is a time of year that, if you look at it, is historically a lot of unrest, and sort of it almost makes you believe in things like horoscopes, don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, when you get that kind of confluence of really upsetting events. They've sent comfort dogs to Orlando to help victims and family members. Not only dogs, and we've known for a long time that dogs work really well in senior housing and things, that, assuming the dogs are, they're usually large dogs that are adults, that are from calm breeds. Little yappy dogs apparently don't work nearly as well. Although I have a friend whose mom and aunt were both very ill, and he got them a dachshund, which I would view as kind of a small yappy dog, but it was enormously comforting to both of them. I guess it depends on the personality of the dog and everything else. Prince William, who has got a voice, a obviously in Britain and in the world, says he's appalled by cyberbullying, and he announces a task force to curb online bullying. Good luck. Although, as this week has been a very interesting week in terms of the internet, and we've got people suing Facebook and the internet, saying that they helped ISIS recruit. We also have a court case that came out that actually was against censorship on the internet. So it's a very interesting time. I mean, it's the Chinese curse, right? May you live in interesting times.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say all sorts of things, but it certainly is interesting times. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Don, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
I got a call maybe 20 minutes or so ago, and you were talking about Father's Day, so I drove along.
Okay.
That'll be hard for me to talk about. I'm 79 years old.
Okay.
When I was in the first grade, my last day of school, my dad, and I had an older brother 2 years old me, was drafted into the United States Marine Corps. Now, I'm always comparing things in those days to now. He was gone for 2 years. We didn't see him until the war ended. I recall specifically, you know, no TV, nothing that day other than mail. Mom getting censored letters, maybe once every month or two, that she could hardly read because they'd been censored. In those days, everything mail was cut out with razor blades. And even though I was only six at that point in time, it seemed like I knew more about what was going on in the world than the kids do today. I happened to be at a friend's house, and again, hadn't seen my dad for 2 years, and heard the radio that Emperor Hirohito had surrendered. And even though I was then 8 years old, I knew what that meant and ran home to ensure my mother and brother knew that my dad would be coming home. The last we had known from letters that he had left Hawaii on a ship. We later learned that he was on the invasion forces intended to invade Japan.
Oh, dear.
And when Hirohito surrendered, it was because we had dropped the second bomb on Hiroshima.
Yeah.
And so I get upset when people complain about us dropping bombs. And yet, if that had not happened, my dad probably would not have come home.
Well, you don't know that he wouldn't have come home. He wouldn't have come home then.
Yeah. Expected to leave maybe 500,000 troops or whatever invading.
Yeah.
Anyway, my dad did come home, what was interesting. No real greetings in those days, so to speak, like now. He was released from the Marine Corps in San Diego. Got on a train, came all the way across the United States, and we lived in Northeast Missouri near Quincy, Illinois. By himself, he gets off, and my mom meets him at the train and drives home. No big deal. No big greetings like now. And the only time I really remember hugging my dad was when he walked in the living room, because men and boys in those days weren't huggers. So in my life, it's the only time I really remember hugging my dad. But the other things I remember, when I was young, my dad was a quail hunter, had a family setter, and I'd go hunting with him some days when I was so tired I could hardly walk home. So we'd go in the house. Was my dad carrying the shotgun and his hunting jacket and a red dog with us, and me hanging on to his neck as he carried me in.
And how old were you then?
So those are just some of the memories of
How old were you when your dad came home?
I was 8 years old, and in fact, the official surrender of VJ Day was my 8th birthday, and most people don't know what VJ Day was, but that was the day that the Japanese officially signed the surrender on the battleship Missouri, of which I have a video of it, on the battleship Missouri, and that was my 8th birthday, September 2nd.
There you go.
1945.
All right.
Well, that's it. You triggered me.
Well, that should have been a kind of a nice memory for you, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't find hardly anybody that even knows what VJ Day means.
Well, I know what it means. I'm not sure I could have told you what month it was in, but I knew what it meant.
It's September 2nd, my birthday. The other thing I remember, I've never found anybody that remembers this. I got a weird memory for a 79-year-old guy. When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, my dad had a service station, a little town of 2,000 people, a rail service station, grease monkey type, and at one end was a four-stool, one-booth restaurant my mom worked in, and I was not old enough to go to school, and I would be there with her, and I remember playing over and over and over on the jukebox a song that I've never known anybody that ever heard or remembered, and it was just Remember Pearl Harbor.
That was the name of the song?
Just Remember Pearl Harbor. I can remember the tune and how it went. I was 4 years old.
All right,
but again, I was there all day long. I would play over. People come in, put a nickel on a jukebox and play it.
All right, can you sing it for me? I'm not sure I ever heard it. Come on, do it, do it.
It just went over and over. Just remember Pearl Harbor, and it would go on and on like that.
Huh. That's
that
all.
It went on. It threw more words to it, but it just kept then repeating, just remember Pearl Harbor, you know.
All right. Well, listen. So this, are you a dad?
I've got 3 daughters. I got 8 grandchildren, and I got 1 great-granddaughter. And just 3 weeks ago, I returned after 2 weeks in Italy with 3 granddaughters. I'll be glad to send you the bill for that.
Oh, I would love for that. That would be great. You know, don't bother. So Father's Day is a pretty cool day for you, right?
No, because I left my daughter's mother 30 years ago, and they always blamed me for that. My only regret was I didn't leave her many years sooner, and I wouldn't have retired to this day if I hadn't. So I have never been with my daughters on Father's Day in that 30 years.
Well, I mean,
I was a big bad dad. My wife had neurotic love, so if the kids didn't want to go to school, they didn't go to school.
Ooh.
And so that controlled things, and I was big bad dad. I'd come home and say, how was school today? And they'd say, didn't go. And I'd ask their mom, and they'd say, well, they was tired because they had a date the night before. So anyway, I put up with that for too many years and finally got a divorce. And my only regret was that I didn't leave her 15 years sooner and try to get custody.
Well, listen.
One of my daughters years ago, they asked, Dad, you ever regret losing mom? I said, Kathy, I regret not leaving her years before and gone for custody, but in those days. And she said, oh, Mom told us you didn't leave her, you left us.
Well,
Kathy was my youngest of 3 daughters.
Well, it's too bad when parents do that. It's certainly not unheard of, but it's still not a very nice thing to do for the kids or for anybody else.
That's the real world. We got good relationships today, but I've still never been with them on a Father's Day.
Well, so listen, why don't you're allowed to do like the Queen's birthday is set up a Father's Day at do it on your birthday, do it on September 2nd.
Well,
Queen celebrates her birthday on the day that works for her.
Well, I celebrate my birthday by going on a vacation by myself to because I don't want to be at home.
Well,
yeah,
then pick some other day to celebrate Father's Day. Find out where it is, what Father's Day is in the UK or in Canada or in Missouri. Just, you know, decide.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to go along with the world if it doesn't please you. Figure out a way to make it work better for you.
Yeah, you take it in like you find it and you make it like you want it.
You got it. All right. Well, listen. Happy Father's Day. Regardless of the situation, nobody can take that away from you. You're a dad, and
Whenever I'm in my car at the right time and I'm in it frequently, then I always listen to you. I've listened to you for many years, I've called you multiple times.
Well, I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day, Don, and we'll try and remember. I don't know that we'll remember. As I said, I knew what VJ Day was. I'm not sure I could tell to the date, but
September 2nd. I have a complete video showing the Japanese surrendering on the battleship Missouri.
I've actually could have told you the year, but not the date, not the month. So happy birthday, happy Father's Day, and thanks for sharing with us, Don. Drive carefully. Bye. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All righty, let's see what program directors people want me to talk about.
So we have Fred says, how sexual abuse is passed on from one generation to the next, and how do you end the cycle?
Okay. Let me sort of respond in different scenarios, that if it's incest, then usually the perpetrator, which is usually not exclusively, but usually a father to a daughter, sometimes father to a son, justifies their behavior by saying this is just a way to express love. And so, especially if the child is young enough, then the notion that this is a way to express love gets perpetuated, so that you were abused, so you tend to abuse because you've been literally brainwashed into thinking that this is not only normal but positive behavior. If it's behavior that's outside the family structure, or the immediate family structure, because most sexual abuse, especially of young kids, is either some family member, or obviously we have examples of they're not strangers, but clergy people, scout leaders, teachers, that it's the problem about sex abuse on children is that they don't really have the experience to be able to say this is wrong. And so what the abuser says is it's your fault because you're so cute or you're so sexy, and you're special. And so the child often has a sense that something's wrong, but it's counterbalanced by the notion of being special. And that, so that issue about shame and the sense that this may not be okay remains indistinct, while the notion about being special is very clear. So it can often overbalance the issue that this isn't okay. And so you can see how psychologically that could allow someone who had been abused to abuse, of that I was special, and this is the way to show somebody that they're special. And because it's quite often perpetuated at a time before a child is completely logical and able to evaluate, there's the, I'm trying to remember the name of the movie that was not, it was starred Cherry Jones on Broadway. It starred Meryl Streep in the movie, and it wasn't very good. It wasn't nearly as good. Viola Davis was the only person in both. And the idea is that a priest is a pedophile, and when the nun goes to the school, principal goes to the parent and says, I think your kid's being sexually abused. Viola Davis, in a very, she won both an Oscar and a Tony for it, says, this is a child who has been completely abandoned by his father. And the fact that some male figure would pay attention to him, you can't take that away from him. And I remember thinking, ye gods, that's the whole psychological ball of wax in one speech. Of it's that issue about being special, being singled out, especially someone who doesn't feel special, who feels that they are less than others, to have an authority figure single them out and say, you are special. So you can see, because that issue about needing to feel important, which is such a basic human issue, becomes paramount at a time before a child is really able to sort through things, just because they're too young, it becomes part of their personality structure. And at times of stress, there's the term part, we regress, we go back to earlier stages of development of things that worked. So, and the question is, how do you break that cycle? And the answer is really therapy, that you bring your adult sensibility to the childhood experience and are able to have a perspective that gives you some respite from being trapped in that war between your head and your emotions. And I think in some ways that's what, that may be the classic definition of therapy, is to bring an adult sensibility to things that you couldn't bring an intellectual perspective to because of circumstances previously, whether it's regardless of what the trauma is, whether it's sexual or violence or abandonment or all those kinds of things. The metaphor that I use is, when you go back to your elementary school, you think everything has shrunk, that the desks have gotten smaller and the halls have gotten smaller and the lockers have gotten smaller and the drinking fountain has gotten lower. They haven't changed. You have. You've gotten larger and bigger, and you've become an adult. And in some ways, that's how we deal with the traumas of childhood in therapy, is that it's not that the experiences are changeable because they're immutable, but our perspective on them can be altered because we're not trapped in them any longer and we're not trapped as a young person. We have the advantage of perspective and adulthood and more experience and the ability to be thoughtful about them. So, and it sounds to me that this may be something that's more personal than abstract to you, and so giving me a call, and you don't have to use your real name, you can use some other name, just remember the name long enough, so if you say, when I say, hi, Grinnell, you'll realize it's still you, as opposed to, is that me? All right, because it does sound that this is something that may be troubling to you. And added to the complication of the relative youth and lack of sophistication of the victim, and that sense of specialness and being singled out for special attention, that sex really is meant to feel good. And our bodies can kind of betray us even when our heads have the sense that this isn't okay, which is not to imply that all abuse feels good, because quite often it's not. Quite often it's an act of power rather than sex. And the person who's perpetrating it quite often justifies their own behavior by saying it's your fault, or you're so pretty, or you asked for it, or I'm just teaching you so your husband will understand, or it's this is how my dad showed me how he loved me and how special I was. So there's all sorts of lies that are involved with a parent. Basically, even though they may have been abused, it's not ever an excuse to abuse somebody else. That's why adulthood was invented. That's why therapy was invented. That's why most of us have consciences that we carry around, which may be relatively unseemly sometimes, but are still our responsibility. Okay? So, again, this email or this program director sort of cries out for a personal phone call. So if you get a chance, give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.